There's still a long way to go to make homes safer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Retired football players who suffered three or four concussions have twice the risk of later developing clinical depression, a risk that increases with even more injuries, according to the research. Iowa State University basketball coach Larry Eustace has resigned a week after published photos showing him drinking and partying with college students. He'll receive a settlement of about $960,000. No more smoking in Boston. In all indoor workplaces, including bars and restaurants, that ban could spread to the rest of Massachusetts. This is ABC News.
News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Lane Ingram. It's 2:04 and topping Austin's news this hour, Travis County commissioners get an update today on an odor study at some Northeast Travis County landfills. A group of residents, businesses, and others have been selected for the first phase of the study. John Cool with the county's Natural Resources Department says they'll begin meeting once they hire a consultant for this study.
To sort of head up that public process, so it would probably be within a week or 10 days of that award of that contract.
Cool says they hope to have the consultant hired within the next 2 weeks. Austin City leaders line up to oppose a redistricting plan considered this week by the Texas House. News Radio 590 KLBJ Stephen Pickering reports it would split Austin into several different congressional districts.
That would mean that different parts of Austin would be linked to some far-flung parts of the state instead of putting all of the city in one single congressional district, which is the case now. Austin Mayor Gus Garcia says that split would make it more difficult for Austin's voice to be heard on Capitol Hill.
Every major city has their own congressman, and to divide us into three or four districts and, you know, have folks from San Antonio or anywhere else representing us is not the American way.
Garcia says it's not about whether Austin's representative is a Democrat or Republican, but about the city's ability to elect a representative that's familiar with Austin's issues. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Now, the News Radio 590 KLBJ Radar Weather Watch with staff meteorologist Bill Lemmer.
Very summery air remains over much of central and southern Texas, along with our very warm surface temperatures. However, mild air aloft is keeping us out of the thunderstorm game that continues in areas well to our north and east. So scattered clouds giving way to some low overcast by morning, 70. That'll clear, allowing us up to around 90 degrees. Could see an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, and ditto for Wednesday. Near 90, could be a storm, but they'll be isolated or few and far between. I'm Bill Lemmer, News Radio 590, KLBJ.
Currently in Austin, it's mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. I'm Lane Ingram, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The News Watch never stops on Austin's news leader, News Radio 590, KLBJ.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them
is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, my guest tonight is investigative mythologist Mr. William Henry. William, this month, is going on a little trip to France. We'll tell you about that and also about another new book he is working on. Yes, indeed, that is available to you. We'll tell you about that in a moment. How would you like to increase your investment returns? Just about any increase right now is pretty good, isn't it? Turn to gold. Well, just like the Anunnaki did, you can too. But no, they used it for their atmosphere. You might want to use it to put away and to save it for a rainy day. Gold is not the kind of investment where you jump on and jump off real quickly. It's not one of those deals. It's a long-term hedge against all kinds of things. And that's why people like Merrill Lynch and Forbes and CNBC and Wall Street Journal say that money continues to move to gold. Here's a toll-free phone number. There's a reason I'm giving it to you. 1-800-474-4259. That's toll-free. It's Lear Financial. Mention Coast to Coast. They'll send you a free gold investor's kit. They'll get it right out to you. 1-800-474-4259. Lear Financial. Free kit on gold investing. Learn all about it. Call Lear back when you're ready to do something. 1-800-474-4259.
Right now, a grandmother is tickling her grandson. Right now, someone's reeling in a mighty big catfish. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again, because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief. Available at stores everywhere.
Mom?
Dad,
someone's gonna try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're gonna have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you gotta be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie with William Henry. William, okay, let's talk a little bit about your trip, and how long has it been in the planning stages?
Oh, we've been planning this for almost a year now. Ivy West at ancientwisdomtours.com has been helping us put it together.
Oh, she invited me, too, and I just can't go this year.
Okay, well, maybe next year.
I will do the best I can.
Yeah. And we're calling it a Holy Grail pilgrimage. We're going to meet Lawrence Gardner in Paris, and what we're after are the ultimately part of the secrets of what the Anunnaki came here for. Ea was, or Enki is the name of one of the Anunnaki scientists that came to Earth early on.
And he was Mr. Genetics, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he came here in addition to searching for gold or souls. He was here in search of the blue stones that cause ill. Now, when you read that at face value, as some logical, very left-brain scholars do, they think, oh, he's here looking for something that makes you sick.
Yeah.
Perhaps radium, cobalt, something
along those lines. Something that has a radioactivity to it or something.
Right. But actually, it's a pun. It's a wordplay. And the ill is a reference to illumination, Illuminati. He's looking for the blue stones that cause enlightenment. And this is what we find throughout the history of France. The cathedral builders, for example, at Chartres, where we'll be going, literally built the Chartres Cathedral as a musical instrument designed to embody or capture these blue stones.
Now, what do you mean by built it as a musical instrument? The whole cathedral?
The whole cathedral is built based upon musical proportions.
Ah.
And the idea is that these cathedrals would capture these particular tones called blue stones or blue tones that are incredibly compassionate at their heart, but also at the same time have the effect of creating enlightenment within the human being. This is the secret that I believe that the Templars recovered from the site of Mount Moriah in Jerusalem.
Well, we didn't talk about blue stones. Are you talking about something, a physical thing here?
We're talking about something that's physical, but something that is also esoteric in nature. Because, again, we're not just talking about a literal stone. When you remove the letter S from the word stone, you're left with the word tone. So actually, and we know that a stone emits a key tone frequency or vibration. And that's the esoteric nature of these blue stones. I mean, French mythology and lore says that the spirit of the blue stones is literally captured in the blue glass that made the made Chartres Cathedral so famous.
Ah, okay. All right. Now I'm following. So you go to this cathedral. Now they know you're coming, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there's no problem going there, investigating, or doing what you're going to do?
None whatsoever. In fact, what's most fun is when you're spending time around the cafes that line the cathedral or right beside it. These are where the locals hang out, and they're the ones that know the oral tradition. See, Chartres Cathedral and other cathedrals, there's hardly a scrap of text anywhere in these cathedrals, but yet they call them books in stone because they, to the initiated, to those that know the oral tradition that's passed down from generation to generation to generation, these cathedrals are literal books or encyclopedias in stone that tell amazing stories amazing history.
How old is this cathedral?
It's the present cathedral's construction started around 1200 A.D., approximately the time that the Templars we're inaugurating the cathedral age.
They knew things that we just have not grasped.
They had a different perspective on life than we did. They focused their energies differently than we do. They were interested in the ultimate secrets of enlightenment, and they believed that they found these secrets. They brought them back to Paris, first to first Gothic Cathedral at Saint Denis. Then they inaugurated the Cathedral Age, and Chartres Cathedral is considered one of the mother cathedrals, along with Notre Dame in Paris. We'll be visiting there as well.
Do you remember Raiders from the Lost Ark?
Mm-hmm.
They had a frozen, and then he became human, figure of, I thought was a knight guarding
right.
part of that.
Would
he have been a Knights Templar?
Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was definitely a crusader type. Yeah, that was kind of neat.
Exactly. What might you stumble across on your little journey here?
Well, one of the things, I'm looking for the places where these blue stones or the blue tones are embodied the most. And this is your cathedrals. This is a village called Rennes-le-Château in southern France where we'll be visiting. And the idea is that when you visit these places, the air is just literally alive or ringing with the tones emanating from these blue stones that cause illumination. Now, here's kind of where it gets into the mystical or esoteric side. The idea is that these gods, when they came to Earth, they projected into the thought sphere of our planet all the sacred knowledge of the universe. This is sort of like a cosmic internet, the way they describe it. Just like we have an ionosphere that mm-hmm. surrounds our planet, they also say there is a thought sphere, and there's also a sphere of souls. And this is, mm-hmm. This is advanced metaphysical teaching here. And the idea is that these masters, including the Templars, had the ability to bring this knowledge into their body, to actually wire themselves up to this cosmic internet. And what I'm in search of is the means that we can do that today. I'm convinced that this cosmic internet is still in place, that sacred knowledge is still free-floating in the air all around us. Artists, musicians, writers, painters talk about it all the time.
Maybe they tap into it all the time.
Like John Lennon said, hey, I didn't write a lot of those Beatles songs. I put my name on them, but I didn't write them. They just came to me fully formed.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of artists, musicians, writers, and painters can say that, including Lennon, but others can't, and for whatever reason. And I believe that it's actually real, and if you can put yourself in tune or in resonance with these ideas, you can become them. Now, this is a scary thought.
You have no idea how close you are to the truth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you this from experience. And it doesn't necessarily have to be artistic
mm-hmm.
or creative. It could also be emotional or spiritual. It's this wireless internet that you talk about
right.
that everybody has the ability to tap into to do some absolutely incredible things.
Exactly. And that's the value. That's what we're after on this pilgrimage, is how can we tap into that grail or Christ thought form, if you will.
How do you find it, William? How do you go about looking for something that is out there, but you can't feel it, you can't see it?
Well, you have to follow the clues as best you can that are provided. You go to the places, and you talk with the locals, and you find out, what do you know that you... Like, for example, when we go to Rennes-le-Château, it's been my experience in the past that you have to kind of get to know the locals a little bit, because at first you say, oh, I'm here looking for the secrets of the Cathars. Well, the first thing they're thinking is, well, do you have a gun with you?
Yeah.
Do you have a knife with you? Are you here to take us out?
Yeah.
What
are you going to steal from our place?
What are you going to steal from our place? Right. So you have to kind of come with an open heart and also an open mind and kind of get to know the people a little bit. And once they detect that you are an open heart and open-hearted and open-minded person, they'll talk with you all day. And that's what is truly, truly gratifying to me. I've made great friends over there as a result.
Well, when you're there, how long are you going to be there?
We'll be there 12 days.
Will you know, or at what point, what will hit you when you say to yourself, I've stumbled into something, or I've uncovered something, or I have what I was looking for? Mm-hmm. How will you know that?
Well, and this is just kind of a nebulous answer, but I know it will be a feeling, most certainly. I'm not expecting to go there and all of a sudden start demonstrating any of the eight great powers, remote viewing, invisibility, or levitation, or anything like that. But I do hope to be able to recover some of the techniques that will enable us to more fully walk into that kind of a presence, mm-hmm. that becoming that kind of a being.
And it's not the kind of mission where you are going to fail or succeed, I don't think, is it?
No. You can't. The journey is the reward, as they say. And so when we're going here, it's like what they used to, you know what they used to do with criminals in France? They had...
Off with their head.
Well, no, they had the Road of Stars to Compostela. There was,
what the heck is that?
Well, in northern Spain, there was a chapel, a church to St. James of Compostela. And if there was a criminal in Paris, they would have him walk the Pilgrim's Trail about 500 miles from Paris down to this chapel. And along the way, they would stop at various churches and see various things along the way and absorb the energy of the ground in France and the vital and magical energy that is there. And they figure that by the time that person left Paris and got to St. James of Compostela, they were transformed and would no longer commit criminal acts.
That's weird.
Yeah, imagine if we had a justice system that operated on that premise today.
Send them all through that.
Yeah, instead of chucking people in prisons, cages, why not find a way to transform the inner being by offering an experience such as this?
I would do it all except for those who are murderers.
Right.
That's a different type of punishment as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be following that trail in a sense. We'll be walking the Road of Stars, as they called it. The French said that the Road of Stars to Compostela was actually the Milky Way laid out on the terrain of France.
Do you expect the French to treat you a little differently since the Iraq situation?
I'm hoping enough time has passed. The reports that I've been hearing is that they're very friendly to Americans, that you're not hearing that they're... you know, taking it out on us or anything like that. So I'm anticipating that we're not going to have any trouble at all. In fact, I've found them to be extremely warm and gentle people, and that's what I'm expecting.
And to be truthful, William, you should be taking it out on them. I mean, and you won't do that because I know you. But, I mean, you're the one that has a beef here, not
right.
them.
And I'm just not the type that wants to, you know, confront them face on and all that kind of thing. I'm here to enjoy their country and to bring some of the mysteries back to America and try and keep the bridge built between our two countries.
Well, you know, your partners in there, Lawrence Gardner,
mm-hmm.
and Jim Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jim going to?
No, Jim's not going to be able to make it after all.
Okay, he's not going to make this one. Okay, he will regret it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe next time.
Yeah. Now, with Gardner, do you guys work hand in hand? How does he handle a trip like this?
Oh, I can't wait to get over there. And he's going to be giving us several different lectures, and we're going to have plenty of time for interaction. It's going to be a great opportunity for me to sit down and go over a few things. And this is what I love about lecturing with Jim in the past. Jim feels that the psychedelic mushroom is the answer to the secret.
Yes, he does.
And then when you go to Lawrence Gardner, he's saying it's the white powder gold.
The white powder of gold, yeah.
And then I have my own perspective. And what's neat about this group of people is that they embrace each other, and we're dialoguing. We're trying to really get at what was going on. We're trying to unify rather than separate. And that's what I feel is so important right now at this time, especially getting back to the Planet X subject. We can't be divisive here. We've got to put our heads together and understand what is happening right now. Because if we don't, each of us individually and collectively as a civilization can miss a tremendous opportunity.
Do you ever worry about us getting plowed by an asteroid?
No, I don't. I really don't. I mean, no, it's possible. And, you know, when those near misses happen, it's like, woo, you know.
I'm the same way. I don't wake up in the morning going, oh, no, we could get hit at any time.
Right. But, you know, taking a riff from Dr. Michio Kaku, I do believe that we are on that edge right now where we can begin to reach into the stars. And I'm convinced absolutely that Jim Arthur, Lawrence Gardner, William Henry, and people that are around this material, we have key pieces of information that will help us go into the stars. And we've got to do our best to present this information in a way that people will respond to, so that they'll then join the conversation and help us really get an understanding about what's going on. I believe in reincarnation.
I do too.
And I think that there's an awful lot of Sumerians running around America today. That's why we care so deeply about what's going on in Iraq. We want that homeland back. And in fact, I think we're in the process of creating a combined America and Iraq. I call it America, A-M-E-R-I-Q-A, a new democracy.
Might be better off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that.
And so if reincarnation is valid, and there are players on the world stage that certainly believe that, then, you know, I subscribe to that Hollywood notion that nobody knows nothing. Nobody really knows what's going to work in Hollywood. But when you interpret that positively, nobody knows nothing means everybody knows something.
Yeah, my mother is extremely religious, William, and I almost had her convinced that reincarnation is very possible. I mean, she, you know, when we started talking about and arguing in a very friendly way about the possibilities, in talking about the fact that you come back to reach perfection and you do it again and again, I mean, I could see her saying, you know, well, this could be. This could be. So it doesn't, when you think about reincarnation, it doesn't mean that you're not spiritual by
right.
any means.
Right. But I also think it means that you do carry knowledge along with you. I've met a lot of wisdom bearers and people that, you know, unexpected, have just tremendous knowledge that you just wouldn't expect them to possess.
I've always believed that the mere fact that you could talk about it today and at the evolution that you talk about means that you've reached a certain plateau in your own spiritual life, that chances are, Mr. Henry, you're not coming back again.
Well, that would be the hope, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this could be it for you.
I mean,
you'll be back on the show, but I'm talking about the William
right.
the William Henry spirit. This is it.
I mean, I've said often that, you know, we're on like a big cosmic merry-go-round. It's been going around for 26,000 years, and it's about to come to a stop here in December of 2012.
I just had a story of a woman who speaks 120 languages, which means that she believes she has had 120 lives. I mean, my gosh, here's a woman who obviously took a long time to reach perfection. I don't think you have to come back that many times, do you?
You might be surprised how many times you do have to come back.
Oh, you're kidding me. You subscribe to the many-time theory?
The many-time theory?
Yeah, I mean, how many times do you come back?
Oh, well, it's probably individual. I mean, the Buddhists believe that you can achieve enlightenment in one lifetime. And wouldn't that be fantastic?
I don't think that happened with me.
All right. I've been around a few times, too. But maybe this time is my chance. You know, when the merry-go-round comes to a stop here in 2012 and the souls decide, hey, I'm going to stay on the ride for another turn, or maybe it's time to get off. We'll see.
Hey, I was thinking about you. I was watching the CNN and Fox coverage of the war, and they were talking about the close Republican Guard troops that Saddam Hussein had.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had even closer troops, and one of his elite guards were called the Nebuchadnezzars.
Right.
And I heard that word, and, you know, you were the first person to educate me to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Saddam thought that's who he was reincarnated of.
Right.
And the fact that I heard him, and he called his elite group that, it convinced me he thought that's who he was.
Absolutely. He's my greatest competition, if you want me to be honest with you.
Well, no, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I had said, look, this guy thinks he's the reincarnated Nebuchadnezzar. If that's so, and he's interpreting what Nebuchadnezzar had done in his life vis-a-vis opening up the fiery furnace or Stargate through which the Son of God emerged, then Saddam Hussein would theoretically, in my hypothesis, be interested in the blue stones that cause ill, the blue stones that cause immortality and enlightenment. Well, what happens after the war? Here comes this report. I actually found it on the Coast website. The San Jose Mercury News publishes an article that says, hey, Saddam claims he has the stone of immortality. Bingo. Of course he does. Because he did have access to this information. He did know what was going on. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Well, he better know what was going on. It was in his backyard.
Exactly. I mean, this was no, you know, he was crazy as Hitler, but he was also as almost, and this may sound strange, almost as enlightened as Hitler, because these people are not dolts by any stretch. They know exactly the supernatural forces that they carry within themselves.
I'm going to ask you the weirdest question of the night. Do you think that because he's missing, because some people have actually emailed me this, that he went through a Stargate?
Hey, anything is possible. Where is he?
I don't know.
You know, where is he? I mean, he's got to be somewhere. So that's quite possible in this world that I'm researching. I mean, and time will tell. I just stay tuned for the latest reports on, you know, what is coming out of Iraq. I can't wait to hear more about what the Iraqi people were taught to believe by Saddam.
Hey, when we come back, I want to ask you about the language of birds, okay?
Okay, great.
Language of birds, William Henry, my guest. And next hour, we'll just open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to talk to investigative mythologist William Henry. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Prior. For all these years, I've thought that socks are haunted. If you haven't heard, the French can sometimes be quite haughty.
It was downright mortifying.
Catch his award-winning commentaries every weekday morning at 6:56 and 8:56 right here.
I hate cocktail party smoke.
All of a sudden, Jerry Springer seemed logical.
Texas proud to be your home for Hall of Fame commentator Cactus Pryor.
And while I'm at it, mister, here's my teeth and here's my hair, and that's all I'm going to show you.
News Radio 590 KLBJ.
News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Lane Ingram. It's 2:30 and topping Austin's news this hour. Smoke blowing up from Mexico's agricultural burning could be a problem for Texas this year. KLBJ's Eileen Pace reports.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says the smoke has not reached dangerous levels in central Texas yet this year, although it did go 2 points above the danger zone in the McAllen area on Monday. Spokesman Terry Clausen says persons who are sensitive should stay indoors if prevailing winds push the smoke this far north.
Elderly people, children, and anybody with sensitivities and respiratory problems.
The smoke is blown north every spring when farmers in Mexico burn their land to prepare for new crops, and some of the burning starts wildfires. The burning should be over by the end of May. Eileen Pace, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Today's forecast contains scattered thunderstorms with a high of 88 degrees. Currently in Austin, it's cloudy and 77. I'm Lane Ingram. When news breaks, we break in on Austin's news leader, News Radio 590 KLBJ.
If you love working outdoors or decorating your home, you'll love the most beautiful landscaping and garden center in Central Texas, Flowerscapes Home and Garden Center in Liberty Hill. Come in today and see our huge new facility featuring everything the gardener needs, including Gardenville weed-free compost and mulch, Ladybug organic soils and fertilizers, gorgeous trees, flowers, and shrubs, plus a large selection of ladybugs, worms, and nematodes. We have extremely deep selections of Jackson and Perkins, David Austin, and antique roses, as well as books, hanging baskets, and wild bird supplies, and a sensational gift shop featuring genuine Texas works of art and water fountains. Visit Flowerscapes in Liberty Hill, and you'll come back again and again. Come to Flowerscapes today and ask for your free gift just for visiting our new location. We're here every day from 8 to 6, and it's a beautiful drive. From I-35 or 183, take 29 West to Liberty Hill and turn right at the first stoplight at 1869. Call Flowerscapes today at 515-5549. That's 515-5549. Or visit online at flowerscapes.info. Flowerscapes, the most beautiful landscaping and garden center in Central Texas.
Not certified by the State Board of Legal Specialization.
Dale spent yesterday with his family at the lake. He threw the frisbee to his boys. He walked around the lake with his wife and watched the boats glide by. Nothing too remarkable, you might think. But if you had seen Dale 3 years ago, you might indeed think it was an amazing day. You see, Dale was a construction worker when a strap holding steel rods busted. Over 3 tons of steel came rolling down at Dale, crushing his ankle and breaking both legs. The prognosis was uncertain. Dale might never walk again. Even worse, Dale's company balked at covering his medical costs, even though he'd been a great employee for years. Dale was